We're here with Rey Santiago, who is Pablo on the new Starz Ash versus the Evil Dead. Hi, Rey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. I'm living my life.
Right. The show is a bloody mess and so much fun to watch. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I really love hearing you say that. Because that's what it is. It is a bloody mess and fun to watch, and that's what we want the fans to do. We want them to enjoy it. So, the fans have been clamoring for 30-something years, and we're prepared to give them as many seasons as they may want. So here it is. The Evil Dead is no longer in theaters; it's in your home.
Were you a fan of the original films?
I was a fan of the franchise. I prefer the second one. I love Evil Dead 2. It has to be my favorite. It's more my style. Of course, our show sort of jumps around, sort of paying homage to the different films in the franchise. But yeah, I was a huge fan of horror. As a kid, I always wanted to be the person being chased by a monster, terrorized by some sort of a demon or a killer, and I always wanted to be the person saving people from the monster. And now I get to do that for a living. I'm one step closer to being the superhero that I pretended to be as a kid. I'm just the first Latino sidekick to a horror genre television show, and I'm so incredibly excited to be a part of the Evil Dead future.
Well, I think Pablo Simón Bolívar he has this down. He has this down. I think so. You think you're gonna be the next Brujo?
I mean, you never know. I think perhaps maybe he will have some traits that are passed down. You just never know what's going to happen with Pablo, but he definitely has it in him to be a hero and to keep the legacy of his family alive. So we'll have to keep our eyes open and see. I think it may be, something that we might have to wait a while to sort of see in full force. But it's definitely, I think the seed has been planted.
Well, I love that Hemke Madera played your uncle, because
Oh my God, Hemke's great. Hemke's great. I didn't really realize what was happening when I got this job. I was just like, oh yeah, it's the Evil Dead, and I understand the fan base and that they're great and they love it and they're so loyal, but I wasn't really getting it. Hemke was like, my brother, your life is going to change. Your life is going to change. And it was great. We were away in New Zealand for 4.5 months, and Hemke showed up and was there for a couple of weeks working with us. We were so happy to have him because it was nice to have a Latino on the show and another Latino on the show. And Hemke has a lot of experience, and in some ways, I think he was like, kind of like what the Brujo Hemke off camera. Hemke and I probably are like what the Brujo and Pablo like were trying to get to and never got to. So
Yeah,
kind of happened to them.
Hemke is really a great guy. I he really is. So how's the new Eurekan working in New Zealand?
He does really well. They don't have a lot of Puerto Ricans in New Zealand, so I cleaned up. It's been so nice to be able to shoot in New Zealand. There's such a backdrop, such a picturesque backdrop, and we have an amazing crew, TV crew that works so hard and welcomed us and became such good friends with a lot of them, and they were like family really, and I can't wait to see them when I go back to New Zealand. But being in New Zealand was wonderful because we could isolate ourselves and take ourselves out of the Los Angeles bubble, and create our own bubble, you know, where that resembled sort of the pattern and the trajectory that the characters sort of follow on the show, creating someone in a family with all the characters. We did that because we, you know, the show, you realize that you only have yourself and each other on the show. And we kind of had that moment because we were so far away from home and creating a home in New Zealand.
Are you guys shooting on a stage or are you actually on location or around the area?
Multiple places are like on location, and then there's like three stages that we built. So they're actually like warehouses that we've transformed into stages. We build all of our interiors in there, and then there's you know, a lot of the exterior stuff that you see is also on a soundstage, which is surprising, but it is. And then every now and then we will go by the elements of the weather and step outside, because, you know, in New Zealand it rains, and it rains, it gets cold, it's windy, all in one day. So,
my goodness.
We didn't shoot that much stuff outside, but it looks like we did.
Well, I couldn't let you go without asking, how is it working with Bruce Campbell and Lucy Lawless?
You know, working with Bruce is just an amazing opportunity because he's an icon, you know, he's a legend, and I just try to absorb so much and learn so much from him, and it's, I feel like I'm playing follow the leader, because they've been around for a really long time. You'll probably hate that I said that because it sounds like I'm saying he's old, but what I'm really saying is that he's been working for a very long time, and I want to follow that path, and my relationship with these parallels, the relationship with Pablo and Ash has, in that, you know, they Pablo and Ray, myself, idolize the other character. And in doing that, we sort of figure out what kind of man and actor I wanted to be.
Right.
I mean, Bruce is fantastic, and Lucy is wonderful, comes to her as well, and she's so calm. I don't think I've ever met anybody so calm. And she is just super chill, and I just watched them and was just like, oh wow, this is what it's like to be an actor who is doing their job and doesn't come to work with the bullshit. You know, there's no bullshit from either one of them. They're going to do their job, they're super nice, they care about the work, and at the end of the day, they go home and then they come back and they do it again. But there's no attitude, there's no bullshit, there's no prima donna stuff. They're very welcoming to the new kids on the block. And so it's been a blessing to have such guidance from them.
You've been around for quite some time. I mean, you have quite of a mixture of, like you said, you know, television and films. And it's so wonderful to see you on a show that it looks like everybody's having a great time. Everybody knows that it's, you know, it's crazy and campy. And let's go for it.
Totally. I've been working really hard to get to this point. You know, I'd say probably a little bit over a decade of jumping from show to show to finally find a home on a show like Ash vs. Evil Dead. I couldn't be more thankful, and it really does give a meaning to the term, you know, good things come to those who believe, and I'm a firm believer if you put in your time and energy into something that the world will speak to you and let you know if you're going in the right direction. You know, all those jobs I didn't get, all those pilots I didn't get, I now understand why. And it's because I was supposed to be on this show and not on that show. And, you know, you really start to understand as you get a little bit older, you know, that everything happens for a reason. You know, when I was 19 and I moved to Los Angeles, I wanted it to happen, you know, right away. And I wasn't as good of an actor. And I didn't, you know, I've worked really hard for it. So,
I you know, now on your in a personal level between you directing and producing in the past, right now you're so busy. Do you have any plans on that in the near future, or that's further down the line to get back into doing any of that kind of work?
I love that you asked that question, because I was already like, so can I direct an episode in season two? And you know, like I said, I learned so much from Bruce, and I asked Bruce, why don't you direct the episode? And he's like, I did that on a show before, and you just are so exhausted because you're so excited about everything, and you get home and you realize, oh my God, I still have to memorize my lines for tomorrow after being, you know, just having the director hat, but, and the actor hat is just too many hats sometimes, but I want to do it because I have stories to tell, and I think that if I have the opportunity to, I will. I've got hosts that I'm in development with right now, Latino stories, comedies about family, and people in particular about a family that is very close to myself. But yeah, I would absolutely love to produce and direct. You know, that's something that I'm hoping that being an actor can sort of partner an opportunity.
My question, which I think this is a fun one, of all the roles you have had to play so far, from 1 to 10, where would you put Pablo?
I would say Pablo is beyond 10 for sure. He's way beyond 10, because I had a lot of fun digging into my bag of tricks as an actor, and because I've played like lots of gangbangers and drug dealers and guys that I'm not like at all. I sort of have things that I do as an affectation, whether it's an accent or a voice or a certain kind of thing where I find my way into the character. I think with Pablo, it was one of the first times that I just tried to not go into that bag of tricks and really draw from myself and try to be real and try to just be honest and be everyone that Pablo is and create that in a way that didn't seem fake or put on, because I wanted it to be long-lasting and people to be interested in it for more than, you know, one or two episodes. And so for me, that's why I really love Pablo. And I also don't know where it's going to take him. And he's also one of the first characters that I'm going to get to work on over the longest amount of time. So that to me is something that I've never done before, because I've not had a part that will be more for more than a couple of episodes. And so I'm just excited to see where he goes. I've had a lot of fun roles, but he's very close to me.
There's something of an innocence to him, but he's also very aware of other things. So I really like him myself, and I want to congratulate you on your second season already. And when do you guys start shooting the second season? Do you know already, or are you doing it already?
We start shooting February. So, like, it'll be perfect right after the holidays when I'm nice and fat. I can go start shooting the second season. we start shooting in February, and it's such a blessing and so great that we have this opportunity to go and continue telling the story. You know, we could have made one movie and just had it be, you know, Evil Dead rebooted, but We didn't, because we knew that we put the thought that we want more than that, and so now it lives in everybody's homes for as long as they want.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I really appreciate you doing this, and I hope that the next time you're here back in L.A. that I get to actually talk to you in person.
Oh, I would love that. I mean, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so that would be a wonderful opportunity in the future. And please be sure to hashtag Ash versus Evil Dead. I'm at Real Ray Santiago on Twitter and Instagram. And hashtag Goblin has been some shit. But really, yeah, this is so great. It's so nice talking to you. And adding a lot.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.